From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. The Idaho legislature is considering a memorial that would ask the Oregon legislature to have discussions about moving the Idaho-Oregon state line. It's part of the Greater Idaho Movement, which wants to move several Oregon counties into Idaho. A few years ago, this idea was just that, an idea. But since then, 11 Oregon counties have taken non-binding votes in favor of moving to Idaho, and the idea has gained some support among Republican leaders here in our state. There are hurdles, though. There are a lot of them to making something like this happen. But the Greater Idaho Movement thinks that they can overcome all of those. So joining us today is the president of Citizens for Greater Idaho, Mike McCarter, and Greater Idaho spokesperson, Tim McCaw. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you for having us.
So, Mike, I'll start with you. Where did this idea come from, and how long ago did it start?
Well, a group of Eastern and Southern Oregon people, citizens that lived there, came together about 3 years ago with the thought that there was a problem with the direction that the Oregon leadership was taking this state, and not concerned about how their laws and rules and mandates were affecting Eastern Oregon. Now, for years, we felt that our traditional values of faith, family, freedom, and self-sufficiency matched up better with the citizens of Idaho than they do with those in Western Oregon. So we decided at that time that we were going to start county by county and find out how the citizens felt about this and put it to a vote. And that's where 11 counties have voted in favor of opening those discussions. And Idaho legislature on the House side has voted the same way. Let's start talking about the issues.
So, Matt, let's talk about what a Greater Idaho would look like. Can you give us an idea of where the new state boundary line would be drawn?
Yeah, so the new state boundary line would be essentially where the cultural divide is between these two states. So where the border is now between Oregon and Idaho was set there 164 years ago when these states were very, very different. It made sense then, but it no longer represents where the cultural divide is. The real cultural divide is the Cascade Mountain Range. When you get west of the Cascades, the geography is different. The culture is different. The values are different. The people make their living differently. So what we're proposing is taking that border where it's at now, moving it west to essentially the Cascades, carving around some places like Bend, and grouping these Eastern Oregon counties, which are very, very similar to Idaho in almost every way, culturally, economically, the way we make our living, the way we vote. Eastern Oregon counties belong in Idaho because we are very similar to Idahoans.
So this new map would include 11 Eastern Oregon counties. And Mike, if I heard you correctly, these counties have taken a vote over the idea. But these votes are non-binding, correct? But it sounds like the majority of the folks that live in these counties like this idea.
Well, on average, we saw about a 60 to 62% in favor vote to start these discussions. And you know, you are correct that it doesn't matter on a legislative basis, but it does give an indication to both the Oregon legislature and the Idaho legislature that we are serious about this movement. We want to see some discussion started about moving the state line. And if the Oregon legislature doesn't want to open that topic up and talk about it, then let us go.
So, Matt, both you and Mike have both said that, you know, Eastern Oregon aligns more with Idaho values. So can you talk a little bit more about that? I mean, what is motivating some folks in Eastern Oregon to want to become a part of Idaho? I mean, is it things like taxes? Is it values? Is it certain laws that we have? I mean, what is the motivation factor?
Yeah, so we, you know, there's been polling done and asking Eastern Oregonians, and there's not really any one issue that jumps out. It really is a values issue. And on almost every issue, if you go down the line, and it doesn't matter if it's taxes or minimum wage or immigration or abortion or Second Amendment, you pick a topic, and people in Eastern Oregon vote differently than people in Western Oregon, and they vote similarly to the people in Idaho. So here's a great example of a way that Eastern Oregon is mismatched with the state government that they currently have. 2 years ago in the state of Oregon, or about 2.5 years ago, they passed a measure called Measure 110, and Measure 110 legalizes hard drugs. The people in Eastern Oregon did not want this policy. They voted overwhelmingly against this policy. They said, this policy doesn't make sense for Eastern Oregon. It doesn't align with our values. It's going to make our communities worse. But because of the numbers and because of the number discrepancy on the west side to the east side, the west side of the state was able to force that policy on Eastern Oregon. And so now Eastern Oregon has caused all sorts of problems. So Eastern Oregonians have this policy that the west side of the state wants makes sense for the west side of the state. East side of the state didn't want it. Now we're stuck with it. It's making our communities worse, and the people in Idaho have to deal with that as well, because now this policy gets pushed right up to their border, and it becomes a problem on Idaho's border as well. So The people in Eastern Oregon, you know, Western Oregon is just very, very different, and it doesn't make sense. Almost everybody agrees. It doesn't make sense for a place like Western Oregon, Portland metro area, to be making policy for people that live hundreds of miles away, have radically different values, and do life differently and believe things about life differently than they do. That doesn't make any sense. Let the people in Eastern Oregon go get their state-level governance from Idaho, which does match their value set in all these ways, and it would make sense for everybody involved and make everybody's lives better.
So, Matt, let me push back a little bit on you. So I grew up I was born in Portland. I grew up in Western Washington, grew up in a very, very conservative red county in Western Washington, where people absolutely were not aligned with Olympia, even though it was the county right to the north, were not aligned with the great state of King County, as a lot of people called it. My first job was in Western Oregon out of college. In Roseburg, another conservative part of Western Oregon. So with that said, there are pockets of Western Oregon and Western Washington that are quite conservative. So, I mean, should everyone just be allowed to, you know, leave and move the boundaries of the state? Because it's not, I mean, there are pockets, I mean, even, you know, here in Idaho, people call it the great state of Ada, right? Because Boise, a lot of times, does not align value-wise with a lot of the rest of the state.
Sure. Yeah. So that's a great question. And you're right. You're never going to have 100% of everybody agreeing and falling in the same place, values-wise, political spectrum-wise. But self-determination and matching people to government that matches their values is important. And that's a core principle of the United States. It's a core principle of our movement. Where it makes sense and where it's possible, we should be getting people matched up to government that matches their values. Eastern Oregon is very similarly minded. Are there people that believe differently? Absolutely. But when voting on issues, people in Eastern Oregon vote 70-75%. It's very like-minded. And so they should have government that they want and that works for their communities. And the same thing is true of Western Oregon. Western Oregon is very left-leaning, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Western Oregon should have the government that Western Oregon needs to make their communities better, but so should Eastern Oregon. And so obviously you'll never be able to use redistricting or border realignment to match everybody perfectly. But in some cases where it makes sense, we should use this as a tool. A border is just an imaginary line. It's a tool that we can use to solve problems. And right now in Oregon, we have this massive problem where we have mismatched government to people. And so the West Side government dictates policy to the East Side that causes problems. It causes mm-hmm. political tension. It causes strife. It causes harm to these people's communities. And this is a situation where it does make sense. People in Eastern Oregon are very like-minded. They're very similar to Idaho. We could move that border, and it would be a win-win for everybody involved, and it makes sense.
So a lot of obstacles are in your way with this plan. You would have to get Idaho's legislature to agree to a plan. You would then have to get the Oregon legislature to sign off on moving the state boundary. Mike, how confident are you that you could do both of these things?
Starting 3 years ago, all we heard was, no, this can't happen. No, this won't work. No, 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 no. But the people kept pressing forward, kept bringing the issues out, kept voting forward. And now look at the movement. Look at how it has gained traction. And like Matt says, it's an issue across the United States, but Oregon has an opportunity to solve this problem. Be the first state to solve it by working with Idaho and allowing the state line to move. I believe mm-hmm. this can happen. And it you know, sure, it's a mountain to climb, but you take it one step at a time. Most everything is open for negotiation between the two states. So you can sit down, but you've got to sit down and talk about it. You've got to bring it up. You've got to ask the tough questions and see what the solutions are to it. Mm-hmm. And yes, and, I believe it can happen. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it.
And Matt, even if both legislatures approve this, it doesn't stop there. I mean, you would need to go to Congress, and Congress would have to agree to this move. That seems to be potentially an even bigger task. I mean, do you think that could be done?
Absolutely, we do. So we believe that if the two states, especially, I mean, we're talking about Idaho's very red conservative state, Oregon's a very blue left-leaning state. Mm-hmm. If these two states can come together and say where our border is not working for you know, our communities, it would make more sense for both of our states. It would benefit both states to move the border to here. If we were to do that, we don't see any reason why the U.S. Congress would interfere and say, no, 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 Idaho and Oregon, here's why you shouldn't do that. If we can come together, get our two state legislatures talking and figure out where this makes sense and how it benefits everybody, we don't think we'll have any trouble at the U.S. congressional level that they'll approve it, because we're trying to provide a solution to a problem that everybody knows is here. And people are looking for solutions. They're looking for, how do we lower the political temperature? How do we get people you know, matched up with government that they want, and it solves the problems in our communities? And that's what we're offering. And so that's why our measures, when we put them in front of voters, people say yes. That's why when there's polling done, whether it's done in Idaho, which was done by the Trafalgar Group a couple mm-hmm. years ago, or in Northwest Oregon last year, when they ask people, you know, should we have elected leaders look at this solution to this problem, people say yes, we should. We need to have this conversation. The people are ready for this conversation, and we're very confident that once lawmakers start talking, they'll get this figured out.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's fair to note that when the memorial came up in the Idaho House last week, some lawmakers crack jokes about this, but some Idaho Republicans even said that it's never going to happen. With that said, though, Matt, you do have two lawmakers who are actively working in support of this and your plan. So what's next then? Because even if the Idaho Senate signs off on the memorial, this is basically just an invitation to the Oregon legislature to start talk. So what would happen at that point if the Idaho legislature says, you know what? Yeah, we'll sign off on it and you can move ahead.
Yeah. So what happens next is that we have a similar memorial. So the memorial, just for your listeners, it's basically the Idaho legislature saying, we are inviting the Oregon legislature to begin these talks. We've heard the people in Eastern Oregon. We've seen the polling from Idaho and Oregon, that people are ready to have this conversation. And so this is a formal invitation to begin talks about where it would make sense to move the border. So that's already through the Idaho House. It's moving on mm-hmm. to the Idaho Senate. We're hopeful and confident that it will get through the Idaho Senate. And we have the same thing happening happening in Oregon. So we have a memorial that was introduced in this, on the Senate side in Oregon. And so we are hopeful that, again, that elected leaders will hear the people. The people of Eastern Oregon are saying as loudly and clearly as they can, we want our elected leaders to look at this as a solution. The people in Idaho, when asked, think it's a good idea. The people in Oregon, when polled, think it's a good idea that this conversation needs to happen. So we are hopeful that elected leaders will hear the people and move this bill forward. Let's have this conversation. Let's figure out where it makes sense to put the border that can be a win-win for everybody.
Well, I appreciate both of you taking time to talk to us about this.
Well, thank you for having us on. Like we said, you know, we're looking for solutions. And this has been a longstanding problem, and we feel this is a solution that makes sense. And the people agree with us, and that's what they're saying through their votes. So we are hopeful that our elected leaders will move this forward.
We've been talking with the president of Citizens for Greater Idaho, Mike McCarter, and Greater Idaho spokesperson, Matt McCaw, about potentially moving the Oregon-Idaho border. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.